BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So, this is Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Adam Richman, what a legend, off of Man vs. Food. He's in for Innuendo Bingo. He's got a new show on telly called Fandemonium. We talk about that, and then it gets absolutely soaked. Standard. How to make your friends really paranoid by a simple text. We've got it for you on this podcast. Danny from Nottingham Uni does the first underwater ho. And Greg James plays Thursday's Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I left the tan on far too much last night.
Is that how it works? You're meant to leave it on. The longer you leave it on, the more you tan, the more it soaks in.
I think so. My sheets are a mess. I'm not sure they'll ever be the same.
I had a right laugh in the shower. When you go in after a fake tan, I can't believe I'm saying this, it sort of runs off everywhere. It's like when I used to play football and you'd be caked in mud.
Yeah, it's like it was a brown puddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is quite fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did that this morning, but I didn't shower until this morning. Hence my deep mahogany. But I'm feeling good for it. We are currently inspecting a video of yesterday's spray tanning. We only did this not just for lols, but because we are trying at the moment to do things that we've never done before as friends. We've done a lot of things. We have been in water together. We've had room service together. We've stayed in a hotel together.
Mm.
We've had a massage together. We've been shaved together. But we haven't ever tanned together. It's one of my favourite things to do. Just give you a healthy glow. Everyone looks better with a tan. So I made Chris do it yesterday. Well, I suggested that it might be a good idea, and he was like, oh, yes, please, Scott.
No. You made me do it.
Okay, I made you. And there is a video coming soon, which I think you'll like, because at some point during the proceedings, I do take hold of the spray gun. How's your back looking? Have you checked?
Well, it's hard to obviously see your own back, other than in a mirror, but I did forget to check last night for the part that you may have drilled me.
Yeah. Two grown men talking about spray tans. Leave it out, would you? That's from someone in Blackpool.
Calm down, dear. No, but you know what? So I need to try think of something now that perhaps I would like. Not necessarily that you wouldn't like, but something I would like you to experience that I particularly enjoy.
Yeah, because this is something from my life that you enjoyed. And I'd like the next thing, something we haven't done together, but yes, that you might do now and again.
I will host it.
That you can host, absolutely. Also today, there is much excitement because Adam Richman, former competitive eater, is on Innuendo Bingo today. You know Adam Richman off Man vs. Food.
Just ultimate legend.
Last time he was in, we made sandwiches for him, like the ultimate sandwich, because he had a sandwich show on. And I made a three-course meal in a sandwich. I was quite proud of that. It's on the radio on Twitter now. Also, he has lost a lot of weight. Last time he was here, if you look at the picture on the radio on Twitter, he is a big lad.
Mm.
He's been down the gym. And also not eating burgers that weigh 13 stone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Sarah in Exeter and so many other people, very excited today for Adam Richman on Bingo. She is finally getting around, after 6 months, to fixing the work Wi-Fi so she can watch it on her laptop. Sometimes it just takes something to make you be asked to fix something, and today that is that. It's Adam Richman on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Hope your Wi-Fi gets working. He obviously became a worldwide legend because of Man vs. Food. That's how we all know him, right?
Yeah. He wasn't really a competitive eater. He was just a regular guy, but he would do these competitions just because he liked food. I mean, he's a proper hero. It's just, you know where cookery shows are all like MasterChef, really fine? This was like proper food.
Ribs. Like massive burgers. Huge sandwiches.
For me, it's like the day after a night out. It's like the perfect TV.
Yeah. Is it still on? I'm sure I saw an episode the other day. Yeah. It's always on, isn't it?
I think it's always on.
Like Friends.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many episodes of it. And he did that for, I think, about 5 or 6 years. So would you not say he was a competitive eater? Because he's in competitions all the time.
Yeah, but he always claims that he's not like a trained competitor. He's just a man who likes food.
I mean, it's probably best for his health that he stopped.
Mm.
I was reading last night, he was exercising twice a day when filming that show.
Really?
And still got like quite big, didn't he, at one point? And sometimes he wouldn't eat the day before a challenge either. Mm. I find him fascinating. Anyway, he's got a new show called Fandemonium, which is on tomorrow night on Food Network UK, like 9 o'clock. And it's him kind of exploring the world of super fans, really, and the extremes they go to. You know when someone's got like an interest or a hobby and they properly get into it, so they spend a lot of money on going to the events and all the gear and dressing up and the food that goes with it. That's what it's all about.
It's like monster truck racing and stuff like that, proper passions.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The great thing about talking about food and burgers is I've just noticed, you know when you can see who new is following you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hello to the Burger Journal. They know about all the burgers. Like several burger places now follow me just because I mentioned burgers. We're talking about the burger that weighed 190 pounds. We were talking about this yesterday. Adam Richmond did
that.
But
he didn't finish it, and you claimed it was just him involved.
Well, I thought it was him on his own, but then I don't really know how much 190 pounds is, and I looked it up, and that's over 13 stone. So kind of impossible on his own when you think about it like that.
This is Steve, this is his place, and this is his insane creation, the 190-pound, absolutely ridiculous burger. The burger nearly weighs as much as I do. I cannot get my hands completely around it.
I love that guy.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Adam Richman.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
Great to be seen.
Last time we saw you, we had to make ridiculous sandwiches. And I remember Chris made one out of pom bears.
Mm.
So that was a highlight.
Actually, didn't you come over the top with a chocolate gâteau masterpiece?
You remember?
I do for the word gâteau alone.
It wasn't just a gâteau, though. It was, I think, a three-course dinner.
Yeah.
That's right. I think that was
in the sandwich.
In the sandwich, yeah, that's lovely. Right. We were saying yesterday on the show, you're the kind of person that we could have a proper lock-in with at the pub. Like, we'd just like to talk to you all day.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we just found it fascinating. We weren't just... Because last time we talked about everything, not just about food, but, like, the places you've been around the world.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Thank you, man. I loved being on the show.
Today, something a little bit different. It's innuendo bingo. Are you aware of what happens here?
I have indeed. I saw you and Ron Burgundy going head to head.
That was awesome.
Or lip to lip, as the case may be.
He held back quite a lot, though. That was the only thing.
He didn't really get the British innuendo, though.
I think a little bit of it was also sort of the "you're not going to make the funniest guy on planet Earth crack" sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And didn't he actually confess? He said, "I just spit on you" at that point because I was just tired of holding the water in my mouth.
Yeah, he was just like, "I'm done." But there it is.
But then we've had Gerald Butler on before, who just it got ridiculously wet that one, didn't it, Scott?
Yeah, but then he is from Scotland, so might get it. I think you'll get it though.
And you know, it's not Manus, it's Sparta. So you have to remember that he's a Spartan. He's a warrior.
Yeah.
He's going to get messy.
Let's not forget that. Enrique Iglesias kind of played along.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Got a little bit wet. Yeah, it was good.
And Zayn Malik did one too, no?
Zayn Malik's done one. Yeah. Oh, you're well up to date on this.
Oh, I was ready. The idea of a stranger spitting effluvium on me, wow. I was like, this is rock and roll.
You're listening to BBC Radio 1. That's right. All from the BBC. So we've seen Fandemonium.
You have.
Yeah, we have. Now,
I really like it. I think the difference is with this one is it's like you in a different situation. It's watching you having to get proper involved in whole weekends rather than just the food bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is quite cool to see a different side of you. So like the monster truck racing and that, when you're just in this truck going up and up, it's amazing.
You know what the thing is? When I got Man vs. Food, I was working for Madison Square Garden and literally, I would take the same commute to work, get lunch at the same place, and then you walk in and there would be, one day be the circus, then be elephants, the next day would be the Big East tournament, then New York Knicks basketball game, Rangers hockey, The Cure, Jay-Z, and then a K-pop band. And the one thing I realized was that it's passion. No matter what the thing is, passion is the common denominator. And it makes ordinary people spend extraordinary amounts of time, energy, and money to be part of something larger than themselves. And I wanted to delve in without commenting on it, without judgment. And sometimes I was scared, and sometimes I was turned on, sometimes I was very turned off.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a difference. It's like Hamlet says, you know, the readiness is all.
Yeah. Mm. So it's quite fascinating. And it's nice to see you doing something that's not just eating the ridiculous burger.
Thank you so much. me too. My mom appreciates that as well.
But it's cool because I think there's so many... You always get such a massive reaction. Like the two times you've been on this show, it's insane. It's like, and I'm not just saying it, you get as many texts as Rihanna, right, Scott?
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's like you are a cult hero in the UK. And what's so cool about this new
show is
it's just you like hanging out with different groups of mates as well, which is quite nice to see because I think there's so many groups of mates that would want you to go to the pub with them and stuff like that.
Well, like we were saying.
That means a lot, man. And that's the bottom line, that we film with a couple different subsets of people, the people at the Renaissance festivals, the people at the winter festivals, Country Stampede in Kansas. And they were apprehensive because every other time they've been depicted by like a national or international television show, they were made out to be rednecks or freaks or weirdos. And that's the whole point, is that passion is passion. I don't care if it's about collecting thimbles or, you know, your team in the Premier League or, you know, like a Renaissance festival. The bottom line is, if you go in and you're a good guest and appreciative of how much hard work these people put in, even you guys today, you have to see, I thought they were going to shoot me. It was like Lethal Weapon 2 here. There's plastic on everything.
Yes.
And it's almost like my grandma's furniture circa 1976.
Yeah.
But that's the bottom line.
This is our hobby. Don't hate us for it.
But you guys are awesome, and I'm well aware of the reputation you guys have and how honored I am to be here. And as long as I'm respectful of these cultures, it doesn't make a difference if I'm from there, if I know it, if I am in, you know, hurricane country or not. If I jump in with both feet with no commentary, I'm going to take the viewer along because they're all passionate about something.
Okay, your next challenge, Adam, is to play Inuit Bingo, if that's good with you.
Absolutely.
We're going to turn on the cameras after this at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If it's your first time, I suggest that this is a good one to start with today. I like it that it's straight out there, isn't it, Adam? It's time to make another celebrity wet. Adam Richman is on today on Innuendo Bingo. For many people in this country, he is an absolute legend. Chris, is it an honour?
This is an absolute honour. This is probably one of my favourite Innuendo Bingos already.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And thank you for wearing your tuxedo today.
I only do this in sort of respect of good people like yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's the tuxedo t-shirt. It immediately smartens things up. Even
absolutely.
Though it
isn't. I got a chance to rock my first tuxedo t-shirt this season. So
you did?
Stoked. Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen it before, Adam.
I have.
What you do is place the water in your mouth. You can aim at the bin if you want, but it's much better to aim at my friend there. And let's see if Adam will get the innuendos. I think he will, because you have an affinity with Britain.
I do. More
than some.
I do.
And you get the sense of humour, so I think this is all good for you today.
Excellent.
Head online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can watch this on your laptop, even on your mobile. Just press play on the Radio 1 website. Okay, water please. First, we're going to Construction Squad over on Channel 5. And a last-minute change of plan leads to an unexpected treat for builders Kaz and Steve.
We've got a couple of landscape gardeners that we've hit the phones and have kindly agreed to come in and landscape the place up.
Cool, so I'll pull Steve and Kaz off.
Okay, so just Chris
there. Oh, he's fine. Adam, scarily, he's just boshed a whole cup in one.
Adam, absolutely fine. Well, when he goes, he's going to go.
Cool, so I'll pull Steve and Kaz off.
Another gulp for you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
It's our first ever visit to mixed martial arts wrestling. And this match between Zach Chavez and David Manus. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
If you watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Manus.
And we finally got him.
Right.
Adam Richman straight over the arm of Chris.
We're on.
And we're definitely on.
It went over me.
Wow.
If you watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Manus.
Well, that going on in the ring, it's not surprising they don't know where to look, really. Okay, more water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
One second, I gotta reload.
Yeah. Reload.
How have you only gotten my left? It is crazy. It is like I fell in a bog just on my left side.
Just the left side, yeah. That's
man, this is my Nike Air Pythons. How you gonna do my Nikes like that, Chris? Yeah. All right, one second.
I'll spread it around, don't worry.
All right, wow. I got some mucus with my last time. That's not cool, dude. All right.
Lovely mucus. Ready? Here we go.
You got me on that one.
You've swallowed worse.
We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. Manus is in a bit of pain here.
David Manus there, our favourite MNA wrestler. Thank you to Millie for sending us those ones. Oh, Adam, it's all gone down your top. Oh, no.
We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. Manus is in a bit of pain here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone again.
He's back. Okay.
Legend.
Yeah, double spurt there from Richmond. And
well,
now
you almost got me yourself there, man.
If you
oh my god,
if you get some more water there, we're going over to a program you may have heard of called Man Versus Food, and here Adam Richman is getting a lesson in something he's certainly never tried before.
Now the head has all the juice,
all the flavor,
so you gotta
Suck their head.
Adam listens to his own clip as he gets showered by Chris. That was so weird. Did you know what was coming there, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Suck the head.
Suck the head.
That's right. Christian in Manchester, thank you for reminding me about that one. From a while ago, we had that one on.
You're right.
If you guys want, for your own edification, there is even a Twitter account called Dirty Man Versus Food Court.
Is there?
I highly recommend you look into the Sacramento episode.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah, we do the, there is a thing, it's the ultimate Twinkie, and there is a line that says, Julie dusts my cream-filled torpedo with sugar and then dips it in melted chocolate.
Oh, yeah, right, okay, we'll have that one. All right. Write that down.
Just awesome. FYI.
Thank you very much. And now a classic from ESPN Sports.
Right.
And here's soccer player Felipe Senderos telling us why he's such a big fan of Joey Barton.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know that you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Yes!
Oh, my word, Adam.
That's very well spat there, Adam.
He's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Thank you, Philippe.
Can the camera actually pick up just the full Jacques Cousteau effect I have endured?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, the nether is from the tethers. Just yeah, the whole...
It's the whole... Everything's covered there now.
Yeah. Well done, sir. I look like a Rorschach test. How did you spit into my nose? It's unbelievable.
He spat into your nose.
It's like a Mobius strip. We've become one. Okay.
Just a few more.
Why not?
Back to the wrestling now. Oh, no. After a shaky start, David Maynus has finally got his defense back in order.
Good defense here from Maynus. Hear the referee saying, stay busy, Danny. He's left the arm in his anus. Maynus could be in trouble.
I mean, part of that was just I wanted to get your pants wet.
Exactly.
It's cold in London, man. The chafe is real.
Mate, it's
the
an
struggle
honor.
Is
it's an
real.
Absolute honor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is hysterical.
Okay. Now we're going over to Simon Mayo.
Legend.
Loving this.
On BBC Radio 2.
You just can't get this.
Mate, you got me right through to the boxes.
And this is a story...
that alone could be an innuendo.
Yeah. I think this is a story that Adam would enjoy. Involves one of my favourite foods, and I hope yours too. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
I love how gradual it is.
It's just... You hear it? It's just ridiculous. You hear it. And it's like, didn't he hear it like coming out of his mouth?
I know.
Oh, my God.
And and finally.
Oh, I need a little more water and a priest, right. And an old priest and a young priest. Oh, my God.
It's a good one today. I hope you've been watching.
Oh, my God. That is partial to a little blue.
Now, it was all going on in the Winter Olympics a couple of weeks ago. We all loved it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Particularly going on at the curling.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertrup. Mm-hmm. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
Yep. A classic from Springwatch. Here's something useful we can teach Adam. Adam, when bird watching, do you know how to tell the difference between a willow warbler and a chaff-chaff?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, these are visual differences, and of course you need to get very good views of them to see that. But there is one other thing I can tell you, and that's their jizz.
Full spray. Full spray from Richmond.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Is that actually part of a bird?
Yep. Absolutely, yes.
Legend.
That's the difference.
What part is the jizz?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's the front.
Legend.
And that was Innuendo Bingo. Oh. And that was one of my favourites from Adam Richman. Good luck with Fandemonium here in the UK. How long are you here for?
Just long enough till I dry off.
Right, okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And Adam, it's a pleasure to have you on the show again. Thank you.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thank you. And Fandemonium is on tomorrow on the Food Network, 9 p.m.
Scott Mills Daily.
There's one very paranoid member of the team today, and that's not you, Chris, but the other Chris who's working on the show. Sometimes the voice of Real or No Real when the other Chris Smith is busy. God, there's too many Chris's. Ah, too many Chris's. So last night, I got a text quite late from Chris. Hey, Chris, by the way.
Right.
And it says this. Are you allergic to mangoes?
Which is a weird one to receive, isn't it?
It was 11 o'clock last night, and...
Were you out?
He was out, okay. Now, I didn't know that, but it turns out he was out, and then it now makes more sense. So, you know when you get a text and you don't really understand what it is, but it's supposed to be... Well, he's obviously trying to be funny there, right?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to say, are you allergic to mangoes? So I send back the courtesy, ha-ha, can also be lol.
Oh, I do this often with you, where you you know where you'll text me something, and it generally is if you're out in an evening and you're being funny. I might be quite tired at home.
Sometimes in bed.
So I'll put lol or haha, and I'm not really laughing.
Oh, thanks.
it's very much a courtesy thing.
Okay, I've sent loads to you, and I just get a haha.
Yeah.
Loads
yeah.
at the weekend, haha.
Yeah, not laughing.
Oh. And also, ha, 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 in categories. I know why. In capitals. Because that's because I said it as your birthday next week and told you that you would be in the overs category in X Factor.
If I write, I'll tell you what it is, right? And this is a lesson, though. This is a lesson learnt for both of us.
In the overs, yeah?
Right? Shut up. If you receive a text from me saying, ha, ha, just that, I'm not genuinely laughing.
Well, no,
right?
Who is, though? Who's actually laughing? But ha, ha, ha. No one's actually laughing when they put a ha, ha, are they?
But
are they?
If I write ha, ha, ha more than that, I'm probably finding it quite funny.
Capitals. Right? Capitals is funny, right? But just a standard ha, ha?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I need... Because sometimes when I put ha, ha, I actually am laughing. So maybe I need to, like, up my game on the ha, ha's, maybe more ha's and in capitals. So it's very complicated.
So he sent
it?
You this text.
Right, so he sent me a text. Chrissy works on the show going, are you allergic to mangoes? I put a half-hearted late night ha-ha. Don't know what it means. Then this morning, he has woken up from his night out. Lol, why did you text me ha-ha at 23:48 last night? I'm all paranoid.
Oh, so he's now worried
he's
about
worried
the
because
fact...
I've sent a rogue ha-ha to him. And he's been out last night. He may have had a couple of drinks, that's it. But what does ha-ha mean? Do you know what I mean? What did I do?
It's made him paranoid about what he might have done.
It's the paranoia ha-ha.
Oh, I see.
Can I... Sorry,
Chris. Yeah, go.
Too many Chris. A little bit of confusion. So that text that I sent to you was 2 days old and had got stuck in the system.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't know where it had come from at all.
So that's even worse.
That's worse.
That's receiving a ha-ha out the blue going, what have I done?
Yeah.
What have I done?
Makes you really paranoid, though.
I like this idea that you could make someone a bit paranoid just by sending a simple ha-ha out of the blue, though.
Or if you know someone that's listening right now that went out last night, just send them a lol to you last night.
Yeah.
Sends them crazy.
I'm going to do that now, actually.
What, just put lol to you last night?
Yeah.
To someone that you know was out last night?
Well, I left Sir Dossa in the pub last night.
Oh, send it to Sir Dossa.
So I'm doing that now.
Okay, now I've got one from Greg James that goes, ha. Now, that's not laughing at all, is it?
That's sarcastic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the Golden Book.
Katy Perry and Dark Horse on BBC Radio 1. I like the mouth that goes, there's no Golden Book on the video. Have you seen that?
In which bit? I've not seen the video yet.
There's no Golden Book.
I think it's like one of the Egyptian things. What are they called?
What?
Remind me. Like big... thing.
Pyramid.
Like, yeah, it's one of the pyramids.
Oh, my word.
I think. Oh, you know when a word just doesn't come to you and then it happens to be the pyramids off Egypt. Okay, good. So, apparently one ha is just a little bit Mickey-takey. You're right, two ha is just a casual chuckle, but you're not actually laughing. This is what people are saying. And then a ha 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 ha, that's a definite laugh, and you actually are laughing or finding it really funny.
Aha is an Alan Partridge impression.
Aha is not anything to do with it. Annie in Folkestone says, if I'm actually laughing, I write, ha ha, I'm actually laughing right now, which I think is a little bit long-winded, really, isn't it?
It sounds incredibly confusing, this, actually. I think it's one of these things that we might be reading too much into.
I don't know, though.
But I think it's fair what you're saying.
I think ha is more ha, do you mean?
Like,
ah, yes, you're right.
I've never actually been laughing when I've written lol.
Oh, break it to lol. Why don't you? Oh, right. So you've never been lolling when you said lol?
Never.
Right, okay, let's send a couple of ha-ha paranoia tweets to Radio 1 DJs. Right, Nick Grimshaw, you do him.
Yep.
Fern Cotton, I'll send a ha-ha. Makes them really paranoid. Try it if you know someone's been out. And Grimmy will be like in his post-breakfast nap thing. Prime time for paranoia.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Any response back from the ha-ha that we sent to make the DJs paranoid?
Do you know what? Grimmy replied almost immediately.
Saying?
What are you laughing at?
Oh, see? Paranoia. Mm. What's happened there is he's gone back home after a stressful Radio 1 breakfast show. He's had a little nap. He's just woken up. And the first thing he's seen is ha-ha-ha. No, sorry, is it ha-ha?
Mm.
Instant paranoia.
I haven't said anything else since, though. Should I?
Just
leave it.
No, just leave it.
Just let it linger.
Let it stew.
My mate Sir Dossa. I texted him saying lol to you last night.
Oh.
And then I've had three texts
saying he's massively paranoid now.
What do you mean, mate? And then another one. What did I do? ! And then just a text full of question marks.
Oh, gutted.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Don't say anything.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, I hear that he was really pleased that we've been playing his new song, Hashtag.
He loves it. He was massively singing your praises last night.
Did you have curry with the lads last night, was it?
Yeah,
curry with the lads.
Emotional after a couple of drinks, I think, but he loves you, man.
Do you know what? He's such a sweet guy. Chris played me some of the stuff that he was saying. Why did you secretly record him?
I secretly recorded him because I thought it'd be funny for us to hear what he was saying about the fact his song was played on Radio 1.
It's so
and
cute.
And it was really sweet, but I'm not sure if we're going to play it.
No. But he's like, and then he said, if I had a better microphone, it would be even better. And then he started singing along with the chorus. He's so, such a sweet guy. If you're a big fan of Sir Dossa, might play Hashtag again for you soon. I think it's his finest work to date.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Are you right?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're talking over each other.
How are you?
I am good. I'm having a great day and, it's all good. It's all good.
As long as you're good.
I am.
You are good, yeah?
You sure?
I am good. Sorry, I'm rapidly writing a Facebook status to tell people to turn on their radios and listen to me. So I'm just going to leave that alone and concentrate on you now. Hi.
Because you've done it now. You've said like, oh, I'm on the radio now.
Yeah, I know. How geeky, right? Anyway.
What are you doing today?
Day off, actually. I've just been to Waitrose.
Sure.
Yeah, living the life. Nothing.
It's nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear you sober.
I'm really sorry. This is blindside me. You know, my phone literally rang about 5 seconds ago. It's Scott Mills. I haven't had time to process it. I'm really sorry.
That's right. Now, you just sent me a text, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is your friend who knows the ultimate way to make another friend paranoid.
Yeah, it is absolutely brilliant. And do you know what? As far as I'm aware, she made it up herself. So it's like, it's genius. It's not like a sort of viral thing or anything. Like, she totally devised this herself, which is brilliant.
Talk me through the whole thing so that we can all do it.
Okay, so do this, like, do you know what? Do this on, like, a Monday night when people are probably just at home or something, okay? You know, nothing, like, too exciting. And send your friend a text or a WhatsApp and just basically ask them, just say, what are you doing? Or what are you up to? Okay,
so I send, let's say, a boring evening, so like a Monday where they're not really out or anything. What are you up to?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
They, hopefully, if this is going to work, they basically text you back. Hopefully
not much.
Quite promptly, yeah, saying not much, just at home, not doing anything, whatever.
And then what?
Okay. Then you text them again, saying they're just at home or they're not doing anything.
Right.
Okay? This then gets that person who you're texting paranoid that you are talking about them to some third party.
Very good idea.
Person,
it is. It's quite mean, but it's quite good.
It's quite mean, but it's hilarious. I've had it done to me, and I literally spent a whole day, like, paranoid about it, okay? So then the person who you're texting texts you back, I'm sure they would text you back. They might just sort of stew over it and not really do anything about it, but they're most likely to text you back going, what? Who are you talking to about me? You know, why do you want to know? What's going on? Who was that? You then send them a text going, oh, sorry, wrong thread. or wrong.
I fear if people try this, this could backfire badly for a lot of people.
Yeah.
What, friendships are going to end and all that kind of thing?
Well, I think it's a tricky one to test out on your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it with your relationship, I don't think. Maybe it's more for one for the mates.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's what, yeah. I was obviously I was obviously not important enough of a friend or acquaintance for this person to have it tried out on me.
Fair point.
Thanks for pointing that out to me. That's really nice.
Yeah. Have you got many likes on your Facebook post yet?
I've got... No.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday, me and Chris did something that we'd never done together before. We just got a little list that we're working our way through. Been friends for a few years, but there's some things we've never done. And one of them was a tan. Now, you know me, I love a tan. So I took Chris out of his zone of comfort. And we had a spray tan together. Just set up a pop-up tent in the live lounge with Fern Cotton waving at us. That was a bit awkward.
It's not something I'd normally do.
Parading around in my pants in the live lounge. Not every day.
To be honest, that was quite cool. Just being
me in my pants?
No, not you. Thanks. I just mean being in my pants in the live lounge. You know, the Queen's been in there.
It felt quite free, didn't it? Felt like you shouldn't be doing it. A little bit naughty.
Yeah.
And a little bit breezy.
Kind of quite breezy down there, Rachel.
Yeah. So, Rachel is the spray tanner.
It's not really for me, the spray tanning. I think I've decided.
Oh, come on, mate. You said you looked great earlier.
No. You were like, look at the tan. Isn't it great?
The spray suits.
But I don't know. It felt odd.
I was in control of the spray gun at one point that sprays out the fake tan. And he thought I was spraying a shape on his back. Have you shaped your back yet?
No, but I don't think that, from what I understand, it's not, if there is a shape there, it's hard to see.
No. Can't even see the berries, no?
No, well, I don't think so. No. But also, I appreciate you tried.
I got you to do a Charlie's Angels pose in the air, like hands together and point. No real reason for that, it wasn't necessary, I just wanted to see you do it.
Can you do that thing what you made me do with the, like, the Charlie's Angels?
I didn't do it.
We have to do the point like you told me.
Why don't we just leave it to the professional? Instead of chipping in
all... stressed! Why don't we leave it professionals, yeah? If you want to see this video... I liked it when the crowd formed, by the way.
I don't understand why we filmed it.
Yeah, we did film it. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube now. So the link is on Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter. So whichever's nearest, get it and you'll find a link straight to the video. Chris, really awkward. Especially when a crowd gathered to watch him.
So there's nothing to see, really. It doesn't deserve an audience.
Love how stressed you are. Okay, so Radio 1 Facebook, Radio 1 Twitter, right now, if you want to see the little spray tan yesterday. I think we bonded, it was good. Danny!
Hello!
Where are you, Scott? Right now? You right?
Yeah, I'm at uni.
Okay, where?
Nottingham.
What's going on?
We're nuts. I just went to a restaurant, Whackdonald's. It rhymes with Whackdonald's.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, and I ordered myself a Diet Coke alongside your large fries, your apple pies, your classics.
On a diet, yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely. Two apple pies, obviously.
Yeah.
So get a Diet Coke, and just as she's about to hand over to me, she pushes in the little button that says diet on the lid.
Sounded underwater, that one.
Let me just check you're all right.
Can I give a quick shout out to my cousin Chula? Chula, who listens to your show.
Hello. Okay, right. Let's lose him now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I think it's time. This is Chris's friend Sadossa with brand new music for you on Radio 1.
Formerly Bish Bash Bosh, of course.
Yeah. That's his biggest one.
Get the tricks in, I'm LinkedIn, reminiscing about MSN. Things will never be the same again. Back with MySpace, Tom. What's my friend? Reunited. Where you been all my life? Used to hate one another, now husband and wife.
This is his new track. This is your mate, Sadossa. And it's his track called Hashtag. I'll just take you to the chorus. I think this is his finest work so far.
When you fancy a brag, tweet about the bird that last night you bagged. When you're sitting on the loo, tell the old world that you're having a poo. When you've had one too many, giving it the pick into your favourite celebrity. When your team scores the winner, now Instagram, a picture of your dinner.
Yeah. Now, last night you were in the pub with Dossa.
I was, and he didn't stop talking about you and the fact that he was getting tweets from all sorts of random people, the fact his song was played on Radio 1. Basically, he went on so much, I thought I'd record a little bit to share with everyone, because he's so great. Honestly, so many people sent him so many comments.
Hang on a second. You did secret recording?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should hear it.
It's sweet. He's so... like, overwhelmed.
In studio, like someone said, with a decent mic and studio mic, it'd be a million times better, but it'd lose the beauty.
Well, it wouldn't lose the beauty because we'd be able to hear what you're saying. I did say when he did Bish Bash Bosh, I was like, maybe get a better mic.
Mm.
But, yeah, listen to this next bit.
He said this is my favourite one, Sir Dossa Sue. This is the one. It's like when Robbie Williams released Angels. He goes, this is on a par. Like, when he was like, this is my favourite one, yeah. It's like singing to the chorus when he was playing it.
Oh. Wouldn't fancy a brag. Tweet about the bird that last night you bag.
Bless Sir Dossa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so it's real or no real?
Last week, former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott tweeted Gary Lineker saying... Gary, can I ask you something? He's yet to get a reply.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's quite a snub, if true.
So it is awkward, though, isn't it, all that stuff?
Because famouses see the tweets. I don't care how famous you are, even if you've got loads and loads of... I do think they see the tweets.
I think if you're Gary Lineker, you will see it. If you're, like, Rihanna or Lady Gaga, I don't think you do.
Because also, if people will retweet that,
exactly.
And then they'll go, oh...
Yeah,
Prescott's
will.
Talking to Lineker, and then there'll be loads of people, and Gary Lineker will definitely see at least one person, so he will be aware of
and
that.
And he'll be intrigued, and then he'll go on, and so it's a snub.
Ignore it.
So, former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott, Gary, can I ask you something on Twitter? No reply as yet.
What's he going to ask him?
I don't know, maybe about Crest or something?
What about Jaguars?
So is that real? Is that real or no real?
Good question,
Jags?
Gary. Where'd you get your Jaguar from? I need another one.
Okay. I can believe this is a snub. Gary Lineker is a very powerful man on Twitter now.
Is he?
Very powerful. I'm going to say this is real.
He's got all the monies and all the crisps. Real.
That one is real.
Oh. Snub John Prescott. Maybe he just hasn't seen it yet, you know? He tweeted him on Tuesday last week. Oh, I found out. He wanted to ask him about what the theme tune will be for the BBC World Cup coverage in Rio. So that's important.
What, is he going to write one otherwise? I've got a great idea.
I've got a theme tune here.
Chumba Wumba.
One for the older listeners there.
Chumba Wumba.
And next.
Sam and the Womps' next live date is an appearance on the bandstand at this year's Gloucestershire Cheese Rolling Festival.
You know, they threw a bucket of water over John Prescott.
Who, Sam and the Womps?
At the Brit Award. Chumba Wumba.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the reference.
No. I just felt I needed explaining that I randomly said Chumbawamba out of nowhere.
Do you remember that person egged him?
Yeah.
That was good.
Sam and the Womp, by the way, were... You know them.
I don't like them.
Sam and the Womp, or Sam or the Womp?
Both.
Yeah, but this was a massive... They made loads of money off this song.
Do you remember when they came in, Scott?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Never
I don't
have
want
a bad
to talk
word
about
to say about
what happened.
Anyone.
What happened? What happened?
You know, you just must idiots. Always get asked, right? Working at Radio 1, who is the sort of the least favourite person you've ever met? And it's always the same for me, Sam and the Womp. And then, unfortunately, I have to explain who they were again.
What? Why were they so horrible? I don't remember this.
Just a bit rude, and just thought they were all that and a bag of chips.
So yeah.
But okay, what? Do they
rude.
Do bingo?
Just a bit rude.
No.
I tell you what it was. We were filling in for Chris Moyles on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and they just came in for a little chat. It's when they were number one, I believe. I just found them really rude, and there's no need to be rude. It doesn't cost anything to be polite.
Sure.
And they were.
Yeah, and I back you up on that one.
Maybe they were having an off day. I hate that one. It's like, well, no, they weren't. They're just rude. Anyway,
this sounds like two old ladies having a cup of tea moaning about the world.
You know what, Chris? It doesn't take anything to be polite, does it?
Doesn't cost anything to have manners.
Sam and the Womp. Wait, did they have a second one?
No.
I don't think so.
Is their next live date an appearance on the bandstand at this year's Gloucestershire Cheese Rolling Festival?
I hope not, because
God, I hope so.
I was kind of interested in going along to this, because I was reading about it.
Well, don't let it spoil your enjoyment of the evening. They'll only have one song.
It's great.
It'll be over quite quickly.
They roll a cheese and just go chasing after it.
Yeah, sounds great. What
night? It does. It looks like a laugh.
okay, right, so...
It does look like a laugh.
Is
you're
that
right.
a laugh? What, watching someone else roll a cheese?
No, right, chasing after it.
You can all chase after it.
You roll it down a hill and you go sprinting after
it's
it.
It's not just one person.
One cheese or loads of cheeses?
It's like a massive... No, I think it's one wheel of cheese.
And everyone goes after it.
Probably more.
Yeah. Oh, but I want to bring my own and chase after that.
You can't, you bring a little baby bell with you.
You've only got a little baby bell.
I want to chase after one cheese.
Rolling down one small baby bell down the road.
That's just like a herd of sheep. Why do you want to do that? Bring your own. Make yourself original. Real or no real? Salmon the Womp.
Yeah.
No real.
Cheese.
I hope not. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No.
Good news.
Can I add another excellent event to the cheese rolling thing?
Sure.
My mate texted me the other day. The Oxford and Cambridge goat race. That's real.
Is that? It sounds like a pun.
Yeah, but it is. But it's. Yeah.
But do they follow through with this? It's the racing goats.
No, I don't know much about it. He just sent me the title. But it seems like it fits in that category of amazing things to do at the weekend with cheese rolling.
If you're really bored. And next.
Harry Styles is from the least musically sophisticated town in the UK, according to a new survey.
That's it. So, I don't know what that means, least musically sophisticated. Is it maybe they don't play many instruments there?
It's hard to know how they've sort of rated this. But then you don't need that to be a pop star. I mean, that's the lesson, isn't it?
I mean, we don't want to anger. We're not having a go at any of One Direction. But they don't necessarily write the songs.
No, I'm saying the
Some
opposite.
Of them
I'm
do.
Saying Harry Styles is so talented that he can come from that town, which is deemed to be the worst town in the UK musically, and be a massive pop star.
Yeah.
Huge.
He's the exception that proves the rule.
He's the wheat and they're the chaff.
What on earth are you talking about today?
What are you saying? Explain that, because I didn't understand that one.
He's the good one. They're bad.
What, the whole town?
Yeah. He's the wheat, they're the chaff.
So out of a town of chaff, there's one grain of wheat.
What's the town police chaff. Against voice?
Where's he from?
Redditch.
Worcestershire.
Okay.
Chaff.
Absolute Jaff chaff. Like, no, look, all chaffs. Not one music playing instrument amongst them. That can't be true.
Well, it feels like someone's dug and tried to dish the dirt on Reddit.
It feels like a massive generalisation. Mm. I'm sorry, Reddit.
I agree.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say, I think someone's got it in for him. Real.
No real.
That one is real.
It is true. Redditch in Worcestershire comes bottom of a table of the table of musical ability and knowledge in the UK.
Well, do you know what was number one? Where was the... No? No one knows.
No.
Well, you should do your research.
And next.
Scott Mills was implicated in the shutdown of BBC Three's predecessor, BBC Choice, after he presented an ill-advised programme called Live at the Bouquet Residence, behind the scenes at Keeping Up Appearances.
No, you didn't. Did you? What?
If this is real, this is great. Even I don't know about this.
So, before BBC Three, there was BBC Choice.
Mm.
And there was a show on there called Live at the Bouquet Residence, behind the scenes at Keeping Up Appearances.
No, this isn't true.
So, it's just me and Hyacinth, Patricia Routledge, having a chat.
Richard.
And Emmett.
Richard was on an Emmett.
Emmett!
Yes!
Emmett!
and Daddy, the weird one, who was in the
Rose.
War and stuff.
Oh, we had a lovely time.
Onslow!
Onslow. All there.
Oh, I don't really know who they are.
Oh, well, it's only because it's on UK Gold.
So. It's always on.
It's always on.
Great show. Great British comedy. So, that's a bit harsh to say, was I implicated in the shutdown? Because that would have been one of BBC Choice's most popular shows, I'd imagine. But is it real or no real? Did I do a show at the Bouquet Residence on BBC Choice?
This is one of those ones that I wish was real.
Mm.
I'm going to be positive. Positive thinking. I'm going to, please God, let this be real.
I tell you what, if I got offered it, I would have done it.
Oh,
just a little clue.
I'm going to have to go along with this. If this is real, this is great. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. Telling me.
And live at the bouquets. Imagine that show.
Live.
Mind that cow, Richard.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
Craig got 30, I got 10. Wins again.
Yes, winning.
What's on today, my love?
Today. Today, we have film reviews with Rihanna after 4:30. Miranda from Miranda, Falling Over, is on after 5 o'clock. And then after 6, we've got a new game with Chris Smith with the news.
If you like what you're hearing on this podcast, then hit subscribe and you'll get it every single day, Monday to Friday. That's the Scott Mills Daily from the Radio 1 website. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow afternoon for Friday at 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.